as promised, in studio with us is, as she's at the helm of the Polyclass Foundation, Rainey Howe is here. Good morning, Rainey.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to see you.
Great to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And New Year means something different, at least January does, as far as the Polyclass Foundation is concerned, doesn't it?
It does. So January is actually Human Trafficking Awareness Month. It's something that's acknowledged by the entire nation. And the Polyclass Foundation's role is primarily to help our local kids understand how human trafficking occurs in Sonoma County, primarily through adult predators, mostly men, but some women too, who befriend children online and then convince them that they'll take care of them, convince them to leave their home. And those children end up getting trafficked. They get taken out of the county and sometimes out of the state. So we're
our definition of human trafficking has really evolved, hasn't it?
It really has. And just to be clear, it's not all sex trafficking. So when you hear human trafficking, it means labor trafficking. It means people that are basically living as slaves, like indentured servants who have been brought here maybe from another country mm-hmm. with a promise for employment and then told, you know, you don't get to leave until you finish so many hours, and they just never seem to end. Sex trafficking really affects 90% of people who were born here, and in particular, young people. So the parallel we bring from the Polyclass Foundation is, horrifically, Polly was taken from her very own bedroom. And we have kids today that are online in their very own bedrooms that are talking to people who they think are their friends.
Yeah.
That are strangers.
They think they know.
Right. And then they go missing. So we're really, and then they get listed as runaways by local law enforcement, because technically they are. But a term that we've actually coined is online abduction.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so we're really working hard with local law enforcement to get them to sort of look at their missing persons report in a new light and think about what led up to that child's disappearance.
How many kids in Sonoma County are affected by this, Rainey?
Well, approximately 800 kids in Sonoma County go missing every year.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's happening kind of right, you know, it can happen right in front of you. Sadly, there are female predators out there, too, that might be working with male predator
yeah.
who is just looking at a teenage girl, maybe in Starbucks, who obviously doesn't have a lot of self-esteem. And then they start grooming them.
Or too young to know better.
Exactly. And says, oh, you're so yeah. beautiful. You should come with us. You're going to be a model. So,
yeah, lots of opportunities. How can we help?
Well, you can help by, first of all, putting the word out there. So thank you for letting me help do that, too. And by letting all the parents out there know that the Polyclass Foundation is having a series of social media safety programs throughout Sonoma County.
It should be mandatory.
I know,
don't you think?
Right?
Yeah.
And so any parents listening, if you have children between the ages of 12 and 17, there will be a listing. If you go to polyclass.org, all of the events are on our calendar. There will be 5 in Sonoma County. They'll be in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Windsor, and actually, there's a couple in Santa Rosa. So hopefully there's something for everyone.
Yeah, again, I think that should be mandatory in all the schools.
Definitely.
In all of the
yeah,
schools.
And we are going to all the schools. So teachers out there, if you want us to come to your middle school, that's the right age, call us. We will show up.
Very good idea. We have about 30 seconds, Rainey, to talk about what's happening with the Polyclass Theater.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting. In a nutshell, I've been working literally for years with the city of Petaluma. Looks like we have an agreement. The foundation will raise $1.5 million. Then the city will transfer the building to us so we can conduct the renovation.
Fantastic.
And, you know, Polly's name is on that building, and it has just added insult to injury to have it boarded up. So we feel a deep responsibility to change that. And we're very excited.
Very good. For more, go to the Polyclass Foundation website. Rainey, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pat.